Also, the St. Mary's Diofe Girls Secondary School in Arua City have been urged to live in unity and continue supporting the school's projects. This call was made as hundreds of the old students of the school converged to their annual reunion at the school on Saturday, January 3, 2026. Father Stanley Chandia, the curate of Oluko Catholic Parish, also former chaplain of St. Mary's Diofe Girls Secondary School, praised the old girls for their contributions, particularly in building the school's sick bay.
Major intention why we are gathered here is the gem of the old girls, where they want to thank the Lord for making them who they are through the hands of this institution, and also for enabling them to add a little onto this institution, especially the sick bay. When I left here, it was still a slab, and today I went there, I could only smile and smile.
Collins Gertrude Obedi, the commissioner in charge of RDCs in West Nile, also an OG of the school, expressed happiness at the school's progress and promised to continue supporting its development. Esther Odo, an old girl of the school residing in Koboko, expressed excitement to reconnect with long-time friends.
The activities of this day are so impressive, getting together, seeing people whom you've not seen for a long time, who are so excited, and the mass was so wonderful. We thank Father Chandia for being the main celebrant, and we really enjoyed the mass. How I wish all of us would partake the body of Jesus Christ. I was so disappointed a bit when few of us went to receive communion, but nevertheless we are happy and we're praying that more and many of us join the body of Christ.
Florence Drateru, a nurse at Nebi Hospital, urged students to prioritize education as the key to success.
I studied here from 1985 to 1988. We were the third set after the pioneers. I'm so grateful for the changes that I've seen. We are the people who slept on deckers, which we are made of ropes. And then we were in the grass dust, the walls were mud. But I'm so grateful for the progress of the school. I thank God for all this that he has done. I personally am married, but I delivered boys. Had I delivered girls, they would also follow me in this school.
At the AGM, the Old Girls Association elected new executive members, representative to PTA. A political argument.